T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello, everybody. It is a Thursday, another fall day. Dave, do you know winter is 3 weeks away?
I can't wait for that snow to finally get here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Get the sleds out, get the skis going. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Put on your hoodies and head on outside. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, if you're not following us on Twitter, what is wrong with you? How about do it right now if you're in a position where you can do that? @Dave_Harrigan. @Dave_Harrigan. @ChadHartmanShow. Do it right now. Apparently, in fall, it snows a lot. I think I heard a Paul Douglas report. 13 inches of snow in the month of November, including our storm the other day. What was at the airport, 8-some inches. And that means a number of cities declare snow emergencies. You have in a lot of these cities, including our two big knocker cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, you have folks parking on the street the way the cities and homes and alleys and garages are available to you. A lot of people park on the street, and guess what? If you're going to have the plow to take care of things, you're not going to be allowed to park on the street certain times of the day. So, as Tim Harlow does a very good job, by the way, covering roads and driving topics for the Tribune and has for a long time, looking at his story, St. Paul police issued nearly 800 and 50 tickets, and the city had 251 vehicles towed from the streets. Minneapolis, by 9:30 yesterday, okay, 220 vehicles have been towed, but tow trucks hauling 2 vehicles at a time kept arriving all morning. So the numbers obviously were much higher than that as everything continued. And in this story, they interview some individuals, including one individual who says paid nearly $200 to cover ticket and towing fee. That was the last money I had. It hurts. I mean, that is hard to read. There's no doubt about it. Another individual says, I didn't know I did anything wrong. There's a lot of emotional stress, and I'm out $200. And folks are saying, I didn't know about this. That's where I don't have any sympathy. I mean, listen, if an individual is saying, that was the last money I had, it hurts. If you don't have sympathy, you need to look in the mirror. But if you are going to live in a town where snow emergencies are a part of what takes place, spam phone call here. On your phone, by the way, does it say potential spam? Do you have that, Dave?
Yeah, I love that feature.
One of the 57 greatest inventions of all time. Fantastic. Do you have it set up as potential spam when I call you?
The word potential is removed.
Yes, exactly. It just says spam. As the story points out, we have the soundbite of then-Mayor R.T. Ryback. I think the quote was, outside of running around naked with a bullhorn, what else do you want me to do? They declare these. They have hotlines. You can sign up for text and email messages. You can have automatic phone calls sent to you. There are websites. You have media outlets talking about it all of the time. And that's where, on the global side, Tiger the other day, man, I wish Tiger was playing today, by the way. He kept going with the talking about golf and asked a lot of questions about PGA Tour and LIV Golf ecosystem. That's all you see here. In the snow emergency ecosystem, Dave, they're basically coming up to you and saying, don't park here. Here's your window when you can't park there. Now, I get that for a lot of people, considering where the apartment is, well, a lot of apartments will have a parking lot, but it could be the apartment, the house, the condo. To lose one side of the street or to lose parking in that area, it's a you-know-what. And if you're low on money and this is your last money, that's awful. But where I don't have the sympathy is when people say, didn't know. If you're going to live in said town or you had no choice and you're living in this particular town and snow emergencies take place, it's up to you then. It stinks. I had my car towed one time, Dave. 100% my fault. I went out and I did not. It was like do the show, early happy hour, and get in, get out, let's go. I was a dope. I didn't pay it. I parked and didn't pay attention at said time. That's it. You can't park here. 100% my fault. Then I go there. You wait in the long line. And then the guy was very nice, and all he wanted to do was talk about the show, which was kind. I just wanted my car, you know? That was not time for a stop and chat. So it stinks when it happens. But my sympathy level on this part of the ecosystem is incredibly thin on, I don't know. Every media outlet is telling you, phone calls, texts, hotlines, websites, they'll call you. I just didn't know isn't a viable excuse anymore. Am I being too tough? Am I being too cruel? I am incredibly sympathetic when the person is quoted saying, this is my last cash. That is terrible. But if you say, I didn't know, that's on you, right? I want to see what Dave has to say, and I want you to chime in. Maybe you've recently had the car towed. Maybe you're in that same position, and guess what? I have to move my car 6 blocks away, so I have no sympathy for these folks. I get it done. You should get it done. The perpetual snow emergency conundrum, in this case, I'm saying accountability. Let's hold ourselves accountable. Me, accountable, some of the time. 651-461-9226. Call me right now. Text, scream, whatever you want. 651-461-9226.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The amazing voice of Christy McVie. News breaking later in our show yesterday. One of the essential members of an iconic group, Fleetwood Mac, Christy McVie, passing way, way too soon at 79. And instead of sneaking in maybe one song, we decided to play a variety of songs. Is it all Christine? Is it some of the famous ones from Fleetwood Mac where she's a part of it? Take me through the plan here today, sir.
It's a little of both. It's some Christine where you'll actually hear her voice. It's some of the ones where it's the group as a whole that are songs that she wrote, but she was, you know, whether you hear her voice or not, very involved in all of the tunes we'll play today.
Got it. Rightfully so. We're going to get to that topic later in the show, too. So if you're just joining us, by the way, thanks for joining. We appreciate that at all times. You can podcast the show. Chad Hartman Show. Just get to, just sign up for us anywhere you get your podcasts. I am saying my sympathy level is minuscule, if not zero, for the folks who tell me, primarily in Minneapolis and St. Paul, I didn't know we had a snow emergency. It's all over the place, on the news, on radio. They have websites set up. They have hotlines set up. They'll text you. They'll call you. And as a gentleman said on Twitter, even if you don't know Dave Harrigan, if your area, Minneapolis, St. Paul, parts of it gets 4 inches, 6 inches, 8 inches, 9 inches. There's a pretty good chance a snow emergency is coming. So for the individual in the story who says, that's my last money, yes, 100% empathy and sympathy. No doubt. I want to be precise on that. But for the folks who are telling me, I didn't know, zero. In fact, not little, zero. What do you say, sir?
Have a heart, Chad. I don't know how anyone could have expected or known that the snow was even coming down on Monday or Tuesday.
With sneaky it was, snow.
Yeah, this is fall. Come on.
That's it.
Come on, it's fall. Snow emergency in autumn. Who would think of such a thing? Now, it's if you are a person with access to a smartphone, a radio, a television, there's no excuse. There is
or
no excuse.
Your eyes seeing all that snow coming down.
Exactly. The only possible excuse for the I don't know might be somebody that, say, lived in Florida their entire life and just moved here a week ago and didn't know a snow emergency was a thing. Yes. Maybe I could say, yeah, it's a bummer for you. Well, you know, live and learn. But if you've been here for at least 6 months, dating back to last winter, there is no excuse. This is on you. It's a pain in the butt, but hey, you know what? You live in one of the cities.
Yes, all of us, when we live somewhere, and maybe we live that Dave Harrigan lifestyle, we can live wherever we want.
Yeah, it's nice.
Or
I just let him tow my car. I just go get a new one. Fine.
Yes, you just keep my car.
It's a tax write-off. Donated my vehicle to the city.
I don't care. I'll get another Pinto. Or You know, you don't have as many choices, and it stinks, but you know that's the situation. Is that guy still around, by the way, Mike, the situation? Is he around somewhere?
I thought he popped up on a new reality show something a little while ago. Now I got to look. Man, I didn't think I'd ever have to look up the Mike the situation, but I think I have to now.
I never watched that show. What was that one again? Jersey?
That was Jersey Shore, right?
Jersey Shore. I don't think I watched a second of it, but I would see him. I would see those folks in the paper. All right, on the texting contraption, 651-461-9226. I want to receive messages from WCCO. Do we just randomly send texts out to people, Dave? Do we have that?
We could.
Should we have that? Maybe we should have that. Closed circuit to the Brain Wizards, Brad and Jeff. How about you sign up? I'm kind of liking this idea, actually. I'm stumbling into. I want credit for it. I want money. Hey, you send a text. Coming up in 5 minutes, Jim Pete joins the show. That's a pretty good idea, right?
I mean, that could work.
Jeff Gonsales, Brad Lane, get it done. I want 80% of the profit. More text. How can people be so out of touch with reality and not know about parking restrictions during a snow emergency? You should. The same people getting tickets and towed are the same ones that forget the snow is slippery and don't slow down. That's also accurate. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. That is correct. Some people live in a vacuum. If you had to live in one of your household appliances, Dave Harrigan, which one would you live in?
That's a good question. Maybe the dishwasher.
There's all those prongs sticking up.
Yeah, but you could make a decent meal off the scrapings left on the plate. Plus, you get a free shower every couple days.
How about a dryer? And just you pray to God they don't turn it on.
No, I don't want to be stuck in there with the wet laundry when they throw it in. Ugh. Tossing and turning.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to be in there while it's still operational, I'll tell you where you really don't want to be. Garbage disposal. Dangerous. Chad, no pity for people getting towed. I lived in Alexandria for over 20 years, and even I know about the Metro snow removal rules. You live in the city now, Cletus. Learn the rules. Yank them and spank them. Okay? It's a heck of a text. I don't know where to go with that one. Do you, Dave?
I think that was on a different topic. By something from the 9 to noon extravaganza.
What sort of sex games Adam and Jordana talking about? For $50, I'll come to your house and move the car for you. Maybe that's better than our texting idea. I'm liking that texting idea. Let's sign up the WCCO update. We'll let you know. Jason DeRussia interviews Joe Pola today. Check it out at 3:35. You get the text right there. It's way better than this peeing in your bed idea that Carter came up with. Chad, I'm with you 100%. People need to get the peanut butter out of their ears and the peanut butter out of their eyes and wake up and smell the coffee. Which would you rather have, Dave? Peanut butter in the eyes, that sounds awful.
Especially if it's chunky.
Well, that's the way to go. You're a chunky guy, aren't you?
No, I'm a creamy guy.
Oh, get out of here.
No, I like so peanuts. Peanut butter, I don't need peanuts. I'll eat peanuts if I want to eat peanuts.
You probably don't like lumpy mashed potatoes either, do you?
No, we were over this a week ago. I like lumpy mashed potatoes.
Okay, well, be consistent. Smell the coffee. Ugh. I'd rather have peanut butter in the ears than have to smell coffee. You think a snow emergency is bad for parking? Wait until they eliminate most of your neighborhood parking for bike lanes. That's not good. Clueless evokes no mercy or compassion. Chad, you're totally right, unless it's your first year in Minnesota. I think a month into winter, Dave, you got to know. snowed 8 inches. How in the heck do people not expect a snow emergency? You have to understand, Chad, they don't broadcast snow emergency messages over TikTok or Xbox 360. Maybe they should.
It might be next. I could see Jacob Fry getting on the TikTok with a snow emergency, a little dance.
Are you on the TikTok?
No.
I'm not either, and I feel like I should because all my friends who are on it love it. Is Jim Pete on the TikTok? Jim Peterson joins us every other Thursday to talk about the Timberwolves off an interesting victory last night. We are the home of the Wolves. Jim Pete in moments on CCO. I think that's a pretty big shot at me, Dave Harrigan. I assume you like that. I mean, I'm hurt. I've got feelings. What do you think of that open?
Is that my walk-up music? Is that my? That's pretty good, Jeff. Is that my walk-up music? I like it.
I think that's it. How about that old school highlight that Dave Harrigan found?
Was that Harlan?
It sounded like Harlan, but no, Kevin was. Can we play it again, Dave?
I've got the highlight here. Yeah, 1 second. Here it comes.
Ajuan double team. He finds Lloyd, who finds the lane, then finds Peterson, and the rookie out of Minnesota with the slam.
Now
that sounds like Harlan.
One of Kevin's first.
There's no way
gigs.
Kevin Harlan did my first game. Yeah, no. Well, I mean, my first game was in Dallas.
Well, he's saying rookie though.
Yeah, my first game as a rookie. My first regular season game as a rookie, and my first basket as an NBA player in a regular season game was a dunk in transition against the Dallas Mavericks.
When you ran like a deer.
And exactly. Flowing hair.
Yes.
Wasn't broken down yet.
Well, Kevin's first gig was calling Kansas City Kings games, I'm pretty sure. Maybe someone does sound like Kevin for sure. Let's talk last night. Let's talk Anthony Edwards. I'll give you a little bit of my assessment. I think Edwards, who really came on late last year, right, and in the playoffs was spectacular, and thus expectations were incredibly high. And I think his performance has been mixed at best. I really do. I don't think he came in great shape. I think he's had to adjust to Gobert and Towns together. He's had some great quarters. He's had some great games. He's also had some games where you just didn't notice him, or the decision-making and settling for threes wasn't good. Last night was brilliance in the fourth quarter. There's no doubt. He grabbed the game as he is capable of. 17 points. He played a thorough game. He blocked shots. He had assists. He stood up to Brooks. The Wolves had a note earlier today. In fact, let me just grab it right here as I just dropped it on the phone. So Edwards last night, as a guy who had 25-plus points, 5-plus assists, 5-plus steals, 3-plus blocks, is the first player in Wolves history to ever do that. So what about Ant last night? What about Ant so far this year?
Ant last night, I mean, Memphis jumped out to a big lead early in that game. I mean, they came out, you're thinking, here we go again, because the Wolves hadn't played very well, but they jumped out of that 9-point lead, and then Ant went on a little run, and he had 11 points in the first quarter. He only had 1 point in the second quarter, but yet Minnesota was able to kind of hang in there, right? So they won the first quarter by one. They lose the second quarter by five, but you're still sitting there going, okay, we're still playing pretty well in this game. We're playing with great energy, right? And he doesn't score in the third quarter, Chad, but you know what? He had 3 assists and 3 steals in the quarter and played great defense on Ja Morant. That just shows you, that you can impact a game without scoring. He didn't score a point in the third quarter, and Minnesota wins the quarter 31-24. So And he was pretty dominant. But then, you know, like I always say, like the gong goes off. There's something that just happens in the game, whether it's like he gets a steal and a dunk that ignites him, it lights the fuse, and then he goes off. He had 17 in the quarter. But it was the shot blocking. It was the amount of times that he he wasn't given the steal, but he forced the turnover because he was pressed up on whoever it was he was guarding and pressured them into making a mistake, like Dylan Brooks. So, you know, you're just watching that game and you're realizing these other guys are stepping up. I mean, Jalen Noel was fantastic. Other guys just came and stepped up and did a great job. You know, it was just one of those games where there were a lot of heroes in the game. But Ant, just the 29 points, you know, the five steals, the defense that he played, the shot blocking, coming out of nowhere. And that's kind of what Chris Finch has been wanting Ant to do, like to don't just, like, you know, score the basketball. There's other things he can do because he's so athletic. He could rebound at a higher rate. But, I mean, it was just so much fun. It was, you know, given the fact that the Wolves got doubled up on the glass, and, yeah. You know, there's a lot of statistically things that just were amazing that they were able to win the game. Anthony Edwards playing on both sides of the ball, it just was so much fun.
Dave Harrigan confirming that is Kevin Harlan on the call. I think, yeah, it absolutely is. They win last night, and they are out-rebounded by 30. 30. What do you think the win percentage is for a team outboarded by 30? Is it 1%?
Yeah, I think it doesn't happen that much. Somebody sent me a number. Let's see. I got to find that again because it is pretty interesting. We I think it's only happened one other time. There was a game with the Golden State Warriors that it was the Warriors-Thunder game. Steph had 46, Clay had 32, and Andrew Bogut didn't have a single rebound. And so it just was one of those games where, you know, it's just a complete anomaly, right? Because you can just go on the list on the stat sheet, you go rebounding, three-point shooting, turnovers, and what was the field goal percentage for the team, right? The four factors of the game.
Yep.
And, you know, the Wolves actually came back and shot a good percentage, ended up getting over 45%, which, as you know, that 45 number is just a key number. They got to 46.1, which, you know, it was pretty amazing. But you don't overcome 27 turnovers if the other team doesn't turn it over just as much. And Wolves only had 13 turnovers. You don't overcome that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Wolves forced two shot clock violations too, Chad, in that fourth quarter, which, you know, they took a really good executing Memphis team. Memphis is ninth in the league in turnover percentage. So Taylor Jenkins has that team playing at a pretty high rate. They don't assist a lot, but they don't turn it over. And the Wolves just made them, their pressure, like the way they had active hands, they were collapsing in the paint. They took away driving lanes. It was one of the best executed game plan wise games of the season.
So let's talk Gobert. Gobert in Utah, great defensive player. At times the best defensive player. Headed potentially for the Hall of Fame. We debated the deal an awful lot. I was absolutely on record saying he's a great player. I just thought they gave up way too much for him. You watch Utah a lot the last few years because of Sanjay, your son, my great friend, yep. Sanjay Lumpkin, who's going to be a general manager someday. Your son is just becoming a force with the Utah Jazz. And so you watch Utah probably as much as any team outside the Wolves. When you see Gobert last year, and you see the guy who clearly is not playing at that level so far this year, what is different?
You know, I think Eurobasket and, you know, him getting assimilated, I think that, you know, Quinn Snyder came to Utah the same time Rudy did, and they kind of built that system. Everything was built around Rudy. And the thing that, you know, Sanjay and I always talk about with Rudy is that the Utah Jazz would never be as good without the greatness of Rudy Gobert. Everything that they did there was based on how good Rudy was. I mean, it's like their whole defensive concept and the way that they would chant people to Rudy, the way that they would move him around the chessboard, you know, one of the things that Chris Finch did in the Washington game, which really was interesting, that, you know, he had Rudy matched up against Kristaps Porzingis, and you know, as we've seen when Karl Anthony Towns plays against Rudy, Towns would eat Rudy up statistically. The Jazz would win the game a lot because they just were better, right? But Towns, like numbers-wise, would kill Rudy because Rudy's just not good guarding out in space. Because he's a drop coverage big in a pick-and-roll game, pick-and-pop bigs that can shoot the basketball, and very few can shoot it as well as Towns does. Porzingis is one that can do it. Like, he's, you know, a 7'3", you know, freak of nature who can step out and knock down threes, as we saw in that game. It's just not a great matchup. So what Quinn Snyder would do, yeah, he would still match up Towns with Rudy, but he would put Rudy on Josh Okogie or whoever the non-shooter is on the floor, the guy that you want to shoot the basketball. And that's what Coach Finch did in Washington. He put in the second half, he put Rudy on Denny Avdia, who, that's the guy you want to have shoot the basketball. He's a, you know, 30% three-point shooter. Yeah, he can make shots too, but I think that's the thing that Quinn Snyder did, like, just watching him, is that they would use him in different ways. They'd keep him closer to the basket so he didn't have to guard in space. He's not rebounded at the same clip, Chad, on either end of the floor. Like, he's not offensive rebounding. The Wolves had all those transition defensive problems early in the season. I think at that San Antonio game early in the season, when the Wolves just got run out of the gym by the Spurs, kind of got to shell-shock them a little bit, and they haven't offensive rebounded the basketball the same since. And so they're trying to rotate back because Towns and Gobert are not as quick as you know, Vanderbilt was, you know? And so I think it's kind of taken the bite out of Rudy's ability. And so Rudy still is in there trying to offensive rebound, but nobody else is really crashing. So it's Rudy working against 3-4 guys. You know what I mean? And so, like, so that's kind of been taken out of his game. He's not been defensive rebounding the basketball as high a clip. He still is leading the NBA in rebounding. He's number two now, but he was doing his job. I think Rudy's played better than people are giving him credit for. You know, at the end of the day, when I watch the video, Chad, I think he is actually doing a lot of really good things out there, but it's going unnoticed because I think he's been taking some friendly fire about, you know, dropping the basketball, like not catching it, like having difficulty in pick and roll game, you know, catching some of the passes and laying them in. I think he's been, you know, catching a lot of flack for that. But I think he's actually played a lot better than people are giving him credit for.
I got a minute left. We're playing Christine McVie music all day because she passed away yesterday, 79. This is kind of your sweet spot. Where were you with Fleetwood Mac in the 70s?
Big, big, big fan. Still, like, I watched documentary. I mean, like, they were fantastic. That's kind of the soundtrack. That's kind of my sweet spot, you know, like that band, among others. There were so many great bands back in the 70s and 80s. But Fleetwood Mac is fantastic. Buddy Jeff Sochko, who I just saw in Charlotte, Sochko is a St. Louis Park grad. He's a couple years older than me, but Sochko used to be a roadie for Stevie Nicks.
Oh,
and
wow.
I didn't see Sochko on the road. So I saw Stevie Nicks one time. Sochko, he used to be with Whitney Houston. I saw Whitney Houston with when Sochko got us in. I saw actually Whitney Houston.
I might need to talk to him on air.
Oh yeah, Sotsko's got a lot of great stories, man. He's an amazing guy. He's freelancing in Charlotte now, but yeah, I just literally had lunch with the guy when we were in Charlotte for Thanksgiving. So he's got great stories.
Very nice. I got to fly. I'll text with you later. Thanks, man.
Okay, buddy. All right, see ya.
Jim Pete with us every other Thursday. The every other Thursday when Jim isn't here, Bill Guerin, Wild General Manager, stops on by.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.